actually starts on Saturday, October 27th, and it runs straight through till Thursday, November 1st. Early voting is from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., except on Sunday. And on Sunday, it'll be from noon till 6 p.m.
Let's get all the logistics out of the way. Where is it held? I guess just in the Baltimore area. Can you give me that rundown, maybe Baltimore County, if that's not too much trouble for you, Ross? And is it many of the same places as we used before in the last election cycle?
So there's five in the city and five in the county. The city locations include the Public Safety Training Facility on Northern Parkway, the St. Bridget's Parish Center on 900 South East Avenue, the Maritime Industries Academy School, number 431, that's on 5001 Sinclair Lane, and it says to use the rear entrance. There's and also the League for People with Disabilities, that's at 1111 East Cold Spring Lane, and then Edmondson Westside Senior High School, number 400, that's at 501 Atoll Avenue. So those are the five city locations, and anybody can go to any location. It's not like on election day where you have to go to your assigned precinct. The early voting centers are available to anyone. In Baltimore County, as you said, it's the Towson University Administrative Building, the Bloomsbury Community Center at 106 Bloomsbury Avenue, the Honeygo Community Center in Perry Hall, that's 9033 Honeygo Boulevard, the North Point Library, 1716 Merritt Boulevard, and the Randallstown Community Center, which is at 3505 Resource Drive.
Ross, what have you seen? I mean, we're obviously through one election cycle with early voting. This is our second one. Am I correct about that?
That's what we did. We did the gubernatorial, and then Baltimore City used early voting for the city election, and now we're going to be using it for this presidential election.
Have the kinks been worked out, and what are you finding as you head into this with and you're expecting for numbers of people to take advantage of this?
Yeah, we think it's going to be – this is really where early voting is going to pay off. I think we're going to see a lot of turnout. It'll make Election Day go a lot smoother because there'll be less demand right away. And so I think it's going to be a good process. We're expecting a range from the different counties, but maybe as high as 20% in some of the in some of the jurisdictions. So we'll just have to wait and see. But we're certainly ready to go with early voting.
And how was it the last time around, the gubernatorial election, when we're talking about a statewide? How was the turnout then? Because I remember maybe the numbers weren't quite as high as you were all thinking.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think maybe in the gubernatorial general, it got close to maybe 10%. But, that's the trend. I mean, what we've seen nationally in other jurisdictions that have implemented early voting is that each election it increases a little bit as people get more used to it and aware of it being out there. And certainly stories like this that you're doing help people, be aware of it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Ross. Do you think it's just a matter of publicity about the idea that you can go, or do you think there's still a group of the population that says, no, I got to wait till the day of. I want to be part of this.
I think for the most part, people are going to do what's most convenient for them. And I think it's just an individual decision. Some people want to do it on election day because that's what they're used to and they like being at their familiar polling place. But I think for other people, it's just, whatever's most convenient. And if they're near one of those early voting centers, and that's what they're going to do.
Do I need to bring anything special with me? How does this work when I come in and try to cast my ballot early?
The process is exactly the same as on election day. All you need to do is show up and you provide your name and date of birth and address to the check-in judge when you show up. A few people may be required to show ID, but their information will be marked accordingly. So they should know going into the election that they have to provide ID when checking in to vote.
What was the reason they have to show ID?
Well, when you register to vote, you're required to provide a driver's license number or a social security number. If we can't verify that information against those databases, or if the person didn't provide it at all, in those instances, they would be required to show ID on election day. But again, it's a very small number of people who fall into that category.
Starts on Saturday and ends when? I'm sorry?
Thursday, November 1st.